Welcome to today's New Life Live podcast. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today. Welcome to New Life Live with Steve Arterburn and co-hosts Dr. Henry Cloud, Dr. John Townsend, Dr. Dave Stoop, Dr. Jill Hubbard, Mylon Yurkovich, and Dr. Sherry Keffer. New Life Live is dedicated to bringing you hope and help through practical and biblical solutions for daily living. Our goal is to provide you with wisdom from God's Word for genuine spiritual healing. If you have a question you'd like to ask today, our phone lines are open. Call 1-800-229-3000. That number again is 1-800-229-3000. Now, here's Steve Arterburn.
Steve Arterburn here. Welcome to New Life Live. And I got to tell you, it is always great to do this with Jill Hubbard. Hi, Jill.
Hello, Steve.
And Dr. Dave Stoop. Hi, Dave.
Hi, Steve.
It is especially wonderful to be doing this with you guys today. You know why? Because tomorrow, this whole election process
will be over.
Yeah. And, you know, I really care who gets elected. But whoever gets elected, we don't have to talk about who's getting elected anymore. we get to go deal with reality for a little while. Oh, my goodness. It seems like we've been in this election for approximately 7 years.
I know. The longest in history.
What is going on here? Anyway, I don't know. I just hope and pray, and we all should really be in prayer, that, you know, things turn out great, you know, for the country. I hope that they can. And this has been just the weirdest situation. But the power of prayer, of course, well, it's powerful. That's why they call it powerful. Anyway, so whatever happens, we just all really need to pray for the leader that gets elected tomorrow and pray that God will restore the nation and will help us as we go forward. Now, you're listening to essentially a taped broadcast, so I don't know what's happened since I taped this program.
Right, there could be some things that...
Yeah, you just never know. One of them might have died from the pressure. It's just possible. So anyway, just know that I'm ignorant here on this taped program that we're doing because I'm flying back from Santa Barbara where I was preaching and teaching Sunday morning, Sunday night. Anyway, we're glad that you're with us and hope that you are thinking about, at least praying about, what to do here toward the end of the year in helping us to continue to provide this program. We need your help. And so I'm hoping that, you know, God's going to lead you to support us at year end. We need it. You can find out how to do that at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This month, anybody that decides to come along and support us, we've got this wonderful little premium, we call it, a way of saying thank you. It is a coloring book, an adult coloring book, the free, live free adult coloring book. And it's just a wonderful way to spend some time and relax and color. And while you're doing it, you're thinking about the verse that's there, that's on the page. I love these things, and I'm so excited that we are doing it. So please call us if you can help us, and we'll send you one of these really beautiful, fun, amazing, this coloring book, and I think you'll be really happy with it. You know, the things that we do here are so important, and there's nothing any more important than we do than what we're about to do this weekend, which is Women in the Battle. Some of you, you've never, ever reached out to anybody to get help with the things that you're going through. Maybe, just maybe, this is the time to do it. Can you imagine going into Thanksgiving and you've resolved a hurt that's been there for so long because you are married to, or you were married to, or your father was a man with a sexual integrity problem? It could be dealt with this weekend at Women in the Battle. Dr. Sherry Keffer. So many women have been so blessed. You just get it taken care of, and This literally could be the most fantastic, wonderful, amazing Thanksgiving that you've ever had. We'll take this break. Come right back for more of New Life Live.
I'd found the pornography on the computer. He had been signing up for a number of dating and sex solicitation websites.
The Women in the Battle Workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues.
I didn't know anything about sexual addiction or the recovery process or anything. And one of the resources I found was Dr. Sherry Keffer talking about what it was like to go through the trauma from someone else's sexual addiction or betrayal, and I knew I'd found the right place.
Join Dr. Sherry Keffer November 11th through the 13th in Washington, D.C.
As soon as I got there, it was a very welcoming, safe environment.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
Women in the Battle was hands down the most productive, effective, and helpful workshop I've ever been through.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back. We're going to go right to our phone calls. And we are so glad that you have called us here today. Let's talk with Debbie. Debbie is calling all the way from Memphis, Tennessee, and we're glad that she did. Hi, Debbie. Welcome to New Life.
Thank you, and thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. How could we help you today?
I have a question or need advice concerning a situation I would call in my marriage with. I've been married 23 years and been dealing with a six-year affair on my husband's part.
My goodness.
I filed for divorce a year ago, but I didn't or couldn't go through with the divorce because of religious convictions. And it's just basically an open affair. He don't care who knows, and he does what he wants to do. He leaves, he stays out. He does what he wants to do. And I've given him ultimatums, which I'm not living up to. And the other woman, she will dump him for a while, and he's at home. And as soon as she calls him back, he's back there. And this has been going on for 6 years. And I've had interactions with the other woman where she's attacked me, and he's very abusive toward me. And it's just a nightmare.
Can we agree on something?
Okay, it depends on what it is.
Well, something's got to change here.
Yes, I agree with that.
Okay. And nobody is going to, you may not agree with this, but nobody is going to do anything much different until you're the one that does something different, because you're the one that's got the brain still sitting properly affixed to your shoulders. Everybody else, their brain has run off with lust and riotous living and all sorts of things like that.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm. So let's hear from Dave and Jill what they think you could do.
You said you were going to leave, but you couldn't because
I've never said I was going to leave.
Oh, okay. Well, you filed for divorce.
You filed
my home.
No, of course not. Okay, but then you stopped because of religious convictions.
Yes.
I'm wondering about that.
Concerning divorce.
Right, right. But here you have a husband who has broken his marital vow.
Yes.
He's broken that covenant with you.
Yes.
So he has divorced you.
With no remorse.
Right, yes. So he has divorced you in every way except for filing the papers.
Yes.
So where does it say you're supposed to still honor that?
I don't know. You know, I'm just calling to get some advice, you know, about the situation, about how to get over the hurt and the pain that I'm dealing with.
Yeah, that's the hard part.
Yeah, but the hurt and the pain is ongoing because
either way, he
continues. You've got to draw a line in the sand. And there's nothing in the scripture that bars you in these circumstances from getting a divorce because he's been unfaithful. He's broken his vows, and you have every right spiritually as well as emotionally.
That's what the point that I was trying to make.
And the thing that we've seen just over and over again is when you become willing to do that, it tends to move a man more toward getting his act together than if you just let him continue to do all this horrible stuff to you.
Yes, I agree.
Mm-hmm. So it's like we're not wanting you to divorce,
right?
But we want things to be different and better. And oh, how sad that you've had to go through this. I feel horrible for you.
And Debbie, I really do get it. Because when you are someone who has been faithful to your vows, the idea of kind of doing something different, it's like cutting off your arm or something. Mm-hmm. It feels horrible. And also, there is pain either way, and all of us tend to stick to the pain we know instead of the pain that is unknown.
But the pain can end if you were to end the relationship. It wouldn't end immediately. It would be, you'd have to process it and learn from it. But there's nothing spiritually, religiously that stops you from going.
It's more.
Ahead
it's emotionally.
It's emotional.
Though. It's emotionally. It's the letting go and the loss of hope.
It's like you're allowing yourself to stay in an extremely abusive situation and saying, "How can I stop the pain?" And the one thing that can stop the pain over time is to get out, and you're afraid to get out. And I don't know.
And take your life back. Dave and I write about a person needs to feel valuable as a creation of God, valuable enough that you're willing to step up and defend your value. Rather than to kind of live like I don't have any value. I don't have the right to say this can't happen any longer. And that's what we want to see you do, is rise up and say this can happen no more. And you defend your value. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back, and I'm going to get you a subscription to tv.newlife.com where you can listen to some of these amazing videos about this, because your life is not going to get better just by hoping that things will change magically and wonderfully. They just aren't going to. So
I wish that you could go to Women in the Battle this weekend. Oh,
let's see if we can get a suggestion.
That would be the best thing, Debbie, because it's really hard to do this by yourself. It's scary.
Right.
To step out, and the fear of being alone and letting go of some things is more frightening than the pain that you're sitting with.
Maybe we can get a scholarship for you or something that would just so motivate you to do that. I think it would turn everything around for you. And I'm really sorry, and I hope that any man that's listening, for whatever reason you're listening, sometimes God brings folks to us for a very, very specific purpose. And I just hope you would say, wow, this is me. I'm the one that's been treating my wife this way. I've been the one that has really taken advantage of this situation, hoping that things could magically work out. Well, there's no magic here. We want to help you. You call us. Let us help. And that number to call is 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It's just that simple. 1-800-NEWLIFE. Really want to help you. Boy, I tell you, there's just no reason for this. And Women in the Battle can turn this around forever. Okay, let's go to, how about we go to Jim? He's calling from Scranton, Pennsylvania. Hey, Jim, how's it going with you today, buddy?
Good, how are you?
Excellent. What's happening?
I had more of a comment for you guys than a question.
Okay.
So I've been dealing with sexual addiction for about 20 years now. I was introduced to porn at age 14, and it's just been a battle ever since then. And recently, within the last couple, maybe the last year or two, my wife has walked in on me a couple times in the bathroom, and it really started to get to her because she's pregnant again and doesn't feel like she's the most beautiful woman in the world. And so she's, you know, why are you looking at those women? And so, you know, I listen to your show every day on Sirius XM and always the ads for Every Man's Battle. So I found it and I listened to the audiobook, and I finished it the end of last week. And right when I made the stand, you know, Satan got me good, and it really disgusted me, and it made me feel like, you know, I was as big as a piece of dirt. So, you know, this week so far has been victorious. You know, I'm conscious about bouncing my eyes, and, you know, it's amazing how quick it can change. I don't want to boast yet because I haven't come all the way through it, but, you know, I'm thanking the Lord for the victory so far.
Okay, now, I'm really excited about what you've done, but here's the thing. I'm hoping that you can connect with some other men so that you're talking about this to other people. That's how you stay victorious, you know, because it is so very tempting. And then, you know, if even having other guys isn't enough, you can come to the workshop one day. But if you're on the road a lot, it's really hard. It's really difficult to have that connection. But we've just found that's the difference. You know, guys call me from college, wherever, and I say, look, you just got to find some other guys that you can talk with, who can go through this with you, so that you're not doing this all alone. So do you have guys like that, or can you find guys like that?
Yeah, I mentioned it to a couple guys at church, and the youth pastors actually asked him to check up on me every day to hold me accountable. So he does it every morning. He sends me a text.
There you go.
My night before was, and you know, I've been honest with him. I kind of wanted to hide it because I was a little ashamed. But he said, you know, don't worry about it. Just pick yourself up and, you know, pray and start over. He's like, you know, it's not the end yet.
Well, you know, another thing you can do is kind of turn that into a different dynamic where you're calling him and saying, "Hey, just want you to know, I'm doing great," and that's really good. But be sure that you've got some guys you're coming face to face with. That you're talking about it on a regular basis. Really glad to hear that things are going well.
You might ask the youth pastor if there's some other guys that he's accountable for that could meet together on a Sunday morning and begin to build a fellowship like that, too, where you're with guys
that'd be good.
Setting.
That would be really
good. That's a good idea. And I started listening to Every Man's Marriage right after because, you know, it was recommended at the end of the book, and, you know, Fred's story is hitting home, so... I was in tears all day listening to that, and I told my wife about it, and I think even she's noticed a little change in the last couple of days. I think she's noticed it, and she watches me. You know, when we go out, she watches my eyes. That quick, she started watching me already, and you know, because like, yesterday I was like bounce, and she's like, "What?" I was like, "Nothing. I'm just talking to myself."
That's great.
Up on it.
Well, it really does sound like you're off to a good start. You just keep it up, you know, your pastor's right. You just jump back in and keep going. But if you continue to struggle, you know, with little victory, that's when you want to really do something about it and just not frustrate yourself over and over again. And so if that happens, we want you to call us and let us help you with that. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. It is just going to take you to a whole other level in all of this. So you hold on and I'll get that to you. Anybody else, you can get it at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. All right, let's go to, how about we talk with Kathy from Mobile, Alabama? No, Kathy. How you doing, Kathy?
Are you there? I'm doing great.
Good.
Yes.
What's going on?
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Well, I want to, I have some questions. I'm in a dilemma about my marriage.
Okay.
And
what's the dilemma?
Should I stay married or should I divorce?
The old should I stay or should I go issue?
Yes.
Okay. Why would you go? What would be leading you to want to leave?
Okay, I have an 11-year-old son, and this is my, that would be his stepfather.
Mm-hmm.
We've been married for 5 years.
Okay.
And 1 year, my son wasn't living with us. I moved to another state with my husband. He was living there already. And my son came, everything was great that year. And when my son came to live with us, he turned into another person.
Okay.
He screamed, he hollered, he grounded him for weeks at a time. Hmm. Didn't want him to go anywhere, no friends.
Okay, so what's the question for us going to be when we come back from this break?
The question is, we have separated 2 times. This is my 3rd time.
Uh-huh.
And I was living in the same...
Yeah, what's the question for us, though? What's the question going to be?
The question is, with the way that he breaks my son down, and my son is really not...
Okay, can't get that question out, but we'll go back to you right after this.
I was working at a Christian school for 19 years, and somebody saw something on my computer. It was a battle that I'd had all my life.
Every day, men struggle with sexual integrity. Impure thoughts, strip clubs, pornography.
I believed that I could do it on my own. I just believed that if I tried hard enough and pulled myself up hard enough by my bootstraps, I could do it. I had to get help.
Find hope today at New Life's Every Man's Battle Workshop.
I heard about Every Man's Battle. I'd read the book, but I decided I'm going to look up that 800 number. And I called. I said, if I can get on a plane, can I come? That afternoon, I was on an airplane.
To register or to find out more, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433. Or log on to newlife.com.
Hearing that I needed to be in community was very helpful. But probably the single most helpful thing was to realize that I wasn't the weirdest guy on the planet. And it was just life-changing.
1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
I feel like I'm a person for the first time in my life. I feel like I wasn't whole before or that I couldn't enjoy life. I had such a big weight on my shoulders that I had nothing to look forward to. I'm such a better wife, and I'm a better daughter, friend, a better worker. I feel absolutely free.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
If anybody is considering Christian counseling, then they need to do it. They need to take that step.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or a comment, call toll-free 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
Well, we're back. Okay. So, Kathy, you still there?
Yes, I'm here. Yes.
All right.
I think my question was trust. I don't really trust him to do what he says because we have separated before.
Yeah.
And my son,
is he wanting you to come back?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Now tell me, just do this for me. He wants you to come back, okay? How would you, if I was your son, tell me if I was your son, I want you to just practice. How would you tell me I'm going to take you back to live with a man that was so mean to you I had to leave? But we're going to go back and give it another try. How would you tell me that? You'd say, son, here's what we're going to do.
I have said to my son, maybe we can try it. He promised that he's changed. And maybe if we try it one more time, how would you feel?
Mm-hmm. And your son, he loves you so much, he'd probably say, okay, let's try it then. Huh? No, he didn't. What did he say? No.
He said, no, Mama, I don't want to go back. He said, he's going to do the same thing. Hmm. And you're going to say the same thing. He's going to treat us the same way. And you're going to wish we never went back.
Boy, I thought you said he was 11. I thought you said he was 11.
He is 11.
Well, he's got the wisdom of a 35-year-old mature Christian man there. And do you care that he feels that way or not?
Yes, that's my whole thing that I told my husband is that he's my priority. Yeah, I know that husband is first, as we always bring up. He never had a child, biological child, and I have to protect him.
Mm-hmm. I would put it this way. The husband who acts like a husband is the priority. But when the husband is acting more like an immature child than the 11-year-old child, the husband is no longer the priority.
That's the way I was feeling.
Yeah.
Okay.
Your husband is jealous of your son. He wants to be the one and only.
Yeah.
Right? Yes. He's never had children of his own. He doesn't have a parental love. He doesn't understand that.
Right.
Right? And he did not come first. Your child did come first because it's a second marriage.
Yes.
Right?
And, yes. And my child is adopted. And he have even told him, that's not even your real mother.
Okay. So listen to me.
Horrible.
Here's what I'm troubled over is that you would even think about taking that 11-year-old boy back into that situation. Let me tell you what's going to happen. Unless you tell him, I will never go back to him unless he gets counseling, unless he gets treatment, unless he goes to a parenting class, unless for about a year he's tried to win your heart back, and you never need to worry about that. Because here's what's going to happen if you don't do that. Not only are you not going to have a husband, you're not going to have a son. Your son loves you right now, but you take him back into that situation, you are literally betraying your son. That's what I believe.
Yeah. Well, and this is his example of how to treat women.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In terms of a
That's
man.
That's what I told.
Right? Because
I
by
told
the
my husband that I said, I can't deal with this because if I stay, I'll be telling my son that
it's
this
okay.
is how to treat women and it's okay because mama stayed.
Okay, so
was doing it.
So then why are you calling us if that's what you believe? It's because you don't believe it enough to stay strong. So you got to get some women around you that'll help you be strong in this.
Well,
we're telling you, you're on the right track.
And the way you approached him is to say, I'd love to come back, but until you get some help and understand the parenting and all that kind of stuff, it's not safe for me to come back. And
right, because we're not hearing that he's done anything. He's just promising.
Yeah, his promise is sincere, but it's powerless.
Yeah, right. It doesn't matter how sincere he is in the moment. He won't be able to sustain it without having gotten some help to see what's going on inside of him.
So I would give him a couple
That's
options that he has to do.
I have asked him about counseling, and he told me that we both need to go. And I have gone through marriage counseling, and when we get out, he goes, why did you say that? It's an argument when we went and came out. So I just needed to talk with someone.
Yeah, I don't think you're... I think you know what to do, Kathy. And
It's just hard.
We affirm it. It's hard.
Mm-hmm.
But it's
the right thing is so often the hardest thing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yes.
Really is.
But you
have an 11-year-old who's counting on you to do the hard thing. Well, we'd love to hear how this all turns out. Now, don't you hesitate to say to your husband, here's what you need to do if there's any hope. We'll be back.
At New Life, we are passionate about helping people experience recovery. And it's no exception when it comes to recovery from the addiction to drugs or alcohol. We are very grateful to have found what we believe is the premier facility to offer a Christian 12-step model of care. It treats the whole person and offers biblical values as the foundation for treating the mind, body, and spirit. Our partner in drug and alcohol addiction provides exemplary medical and psychiatric care, as well as Christian-based psychotherapy, pastoral counseling, biblical studies and meditation, educational groups, worship and prayer, and a Christian 12-step program. The approach is non-denominational and guides the patient to experience freedom through a renewed relationship with Jesus Christ. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE if you or someone you love is struggling with drug or alcohol addiction. That's 1-800-639-5433 or go to newlife.com. 1-800-NEW-LIFE, 1-800-639-5433.
You know, one of the great things about TV.NewLife.com is some people will never read a little chapter of a book, but you can put a video in front of them and say, hey, honey, watch this with me. And they'll sit down and they'll watch that five-minute clip, and that five-minute clip may change their lives forever and, of course, may change yours. Here's what one of our viewers on New Life Television said.
We looked at the budget. We decided, you know, I'm not getting those benefits from Netflix. So we canceled Netflix and subscribed to the good stuff.
If you have a problem, we have a program to match that problem. And it's going to provide you hope, help, and healing. You know, I don't know what you're waiting for. You will never find a better value than all of the transforming content that you'll find at TV.NewLife.com. Your life will never be the same. We really are proud to be part of TV.NewLife.com.
We're glad you joined us for New Life Live. To be a part of the program, call 1-800-229-3000. Now back to New Life Live.
We are back, and we need your support. We just hope and pray that you could help us. And if you do, we'll send you a brand new adult coloring book that we all love around here. Very fun, very enjoyable, relaxing, spirit-filled. It's the Live Free Adult Coloring Book. Got some great scriptures, some great direction for your life. I really think you're going to like it. You have to call us, though. Support us, and we'll send it to you. We need your help to reach out to people that aren't going to get help any other way. We want to be there for them in every single way possible. So call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Support this ministry because we want to support you, and we want to support a lot of other folks that really do need help. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's the number. Right now, let's go back and, let's see. Let's talk to Lynn. She's on line 6. Lynn, how are you today? How's it going? Charleston, South Carolina, one of my favorite places in the world. And you listen on Sirius XM.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure. How can we help?
This is my first time caller, so a little nervous. But anyway, I've just got some questions about my marriage. I've been married for 37 years.
Mm-hmm.
And 15 of those years, I was in and out of hospitals. I had some psychiatric diagnosis.
Mm-hmm.
In 2009, the Lord delivered me from a lot of that. And he delivered me from it. I still have the work to do. I know that. But since then, I thought things would get better in my marriage because I did take on a lot of the shame and the guilt that, you know, what was my fault that we weren't getting along because I'm was identified patient, you know.
Yeah.
But my husband and I still were having problems, and I started suspecting Asperger's with him.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard something on your program, actually, that opened that door for me, and I did some research, and actually he got a diagnosis that they call it high functioning autism just yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because they no longer use the term Asperger's in the DSM.
That's what we were told. And I crave attention and affection. I mean, I always have, and there's been times when I've gone through the 15 years of the in and out of the hospitals, he wasn't able to be there for me. Mm-hmm. So this kind of put that puzzle piece together, but it still hurt. It still has hurt me that he wasn't there for me in the past. Now it looks like he's really not going to be able to be there for me now in the future. You know, we're both Christians. We love the Lord.
Well, now, why is he not going to be able to be there for you in the future? Why is that?
Emotionally, he can't be there for me because I crave attention and affection. And it's like these are things that evidently he doesn't understand from what I'm learning about.
Yeah, he doesn't understand them today.
Right.
But that doesn't mean that he can't learn. And this is my biggest complaint about folks married to people with this particular problem. He can learn.
He can learn behaviors.
There can be movement.
Yeah.
There are books that actually teach the basic skills of relating for a man just like him.
Oh, that's great to hear. The guy yesterday that we saw actually said he's too old. He's 63. And they're like, well, he's just too old and nothing can really be done. He doesn't have long enough time. I mean, you know, it was really pretty dismal.
Wow.
Were you talking to a teenager who was saying 63 was too old?
Well, old dogs can learn new tricks. You know, it just takes a little longer.
Well, it keeps you younger to learn something new, right?
Right.
Yes.
That's right.
Yeah. And he made me feel very hopeless as well, too. She's like, I'm sorry for you. I'm so sorry, you know, that this is your prognosis.
Yeah.
Those are people who live by a diagnosis and they don't realize that God is bigger than a diagnosis and individuals are bigger than their diagnosis. Once they get a diagnosis, it kind of locks them into a set of behaviors. And you don't want to accept that.
It's like because it's a spectrum and there are so many variations on it.
Okay, and look, here's the thing. The way you're talking, it's like somebody with this problem every day is going to be a bad day. That's not true. There are going to be some great days with this person. And even if he didn't have this problem, there'd be some really bad days with whatever else he was, just being a human being. And so if you can get him to say to you, I am really wanting to work with you on this. I want to learn some things. I want to make this a brand new adventure in my old age of 63. Then I think you might end up with a marriage you never dreamed you can have.
Right.
Wow.
And see, Lynn, the good news is a lot of this is not personal. So if you've been feeling bad in your marriage, it's not that he doesn't care. It's just that he doesn't read things the way you do. And it's interesting, you married someone like this. He's probably very steady and consistent with you.
He is.
And you carry the emotion for the relationship, right?
Correct. That is correct. He's very calm, cool, and collected about everything.
So that's something that you really needed. Right? And
correct.
Your part is you get to be someone that can show him, you know, more spontaneity in life, can show him fun, can help him learn where he's lacking. You each have strengths for the other. If you work together in this.
And I want you to stop referring to yourself as I crave attention and affection.
Yeah.
Because that's putting a label on yourself. Say, I'm going to become a trainer in affection and attention.
You're a very expressive person.
Yeah, so you're going to show him how and give specific behaviors, and then you're going to watch for those behaviors to repeat themselves. And when they do, you're going to reward them because behaviors that are rewarded tend to get repeated, even with somebody who is high-level autistic.
Yeah, it's something because in the past, me being the identified patient once again, he told the doctors, if you fix her, then we'll be better. You know, and, well, the doctors didn't, but God did. God delivered me of that. And now, with him, it's hard for him to take responsibility. So, and I feel like, well, I have to fix it, and I can't fix this, you know. So that's why I need the help. Yeah.
Okay. Well, just realize this. Just as he is unable to kind of detect your feelings and things of that nature, well, I got to tell you, he is a man without insight in so many ways, such as fix her and I'll be okay. No, not going to happen.
All right.
All right. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back. I'm going to hope that you guys could get to our marriage intensive. Because it doesn't matter where you are on the spectrum, we can help you. We can definitely, definitely help you. Okay? Mm-hmm. So please call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE and let us help you if you're out there, just like we're going to help her. And I'm going to send you Take Your Life Back, and I think it's a great, great guide to anybody married with somebody with Asperger's. All right. 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That is the number to call. Let's go to Kay from Indianapolis. WBRI is the station. Hello there, Kay. How are you?
Fine, thank you. Thank you for taking my call.
Certainly. How could we help you today?
Well, I have a person who I met probably 15, 20 years ago. I can't even remember, but a coworker. Mm-hmm. And then we kept acquainted and then parted, and then she contacted me, and so it's always been a challenging relationship. And she told me, well, first when I first knew her, she was diagnosed with dissociative
identity disorder.
Pardon me?
Dissociative identity disorder?
Yes. And then this few months ago when she contacted me again, she said that has been claimed as not being a true diagnosis, but this diagnosis of borderline has stuck. And I've never quite understood people have tried to explain to me what that is, but I still cannot get a grasp on what that means and how that affects her personality, and then how I can relate to her.
Well, just hold on, because we can explain that to you. Both Jill and Dave do a great job. I've met a couple of borderline in my life. So hold on. You're listening to New Life Live. And I tell you, it doesn't matter what you have, there is hope. There's hope, ladies and gentlemen. And that's what we try to help people see. It's not hopeless, no matter what the diagnosis is. And we want to help you with that. Anybody that calls us, 1-800-NEW-LIFE, we'll do the best we can to give you the hope that you need by giving you the right help that's required. We'll be back right after this.
I found out 4.5 months into my marriage that my husband has a sexual addiction. I signed up for Women in the Battle.
The Women in the Battle workshop is designed for women dealing with a man's sexual addiction issues.
When I got to Women in the Battle, it was the first time I'd actually met face-to-face with people that had been through it.
Join Dr. Sherry Keffer November 11th through the 13th in Washington, D.C.
The beautiful thing about Women in the Battle is it stopped the bleeding, I guess you could say, because I got to tell my story. I felt validated, and the therapists, they understood because they'd been there themselves.
Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE to register or to find out more. That's 1-800-639-5433 or online at newlife.com.
It's invaluable. I figured that I saved myself thousands of dollars in therapy back at home by going to that workshop.
1-800-NEW-LIFE. 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
Hi, this is Stephen Arterburn from New Life Ministries. We know that Christian counseling changes lives. We hear evidence of that every day.
My relationships with my husband, with my friends, with my family are much richer and deeper and honest
particularly my relationship with God. I see Him in a more accurate form and begin to trust Him more. There's joy and there's peace because I have the internal tools that I can trust. So it's radically changed my life. I'm just not even the same person.
Our nationwide network of licensed Christian counselors means there is help available near you.
Take the leap, jump in, and go for it. It's changed my life completely.
You don't have to be stuck where you are, but you can't really expect to change unless you take action. Call us today at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. It could be the start of a whole new life for you. Christian counseling works, and we can help. Call 1-800-NEW-LIFE today. Someone who cares is always there at 1-800-NEW-LIFE.
To find out more information about New Life or to order any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Now back to New Life Live.
All right, I'm talking with Kay. She wants to know, what is a borderline personality disorder? Who goes first to explain borderline personality?
Well, some of it, Kay, when you think about your relationship with this person, do you feel like it, like that you became friends very fast and it was kind of intense?
She's always intense, mm-hmm. and she's always 1,000 feet ahead of what I would think is, like, appropriate.
Right. Because yeah. borderlines tend to feel things very deeply, very intensely. And so, and they've even, you know, discovered that there are, you know, spikes in the brain around that. And so things are more extreme. They're very all or nothing. Because of that, they have a lot of volatility in relationships. So you often see a wake of broken relationships in the background of people they once were really close with and are no longer even maybe speaking.
And then
speaking.
Come back to and try mm-hmm. to restart it and then end
right.
it. And,
mm-hmm. Right.
One of the things with a borderline is think about borders or boundaries. They have porous mm-hmm. boundaries. You are either too close to them or too far away from them. There's no comfortable place over the long haul with them. And it's very unpredictable. They act very impulsively about that. So you can't prepare yourself, or you think you're in a steady kind of relationship and all of a sudden it's gone. And then it comes back again because it's on again, off again.
Well, right. What? And they're really fun at first.
Oh, yeah.
They're really fun. But then they can become more and more demanding and trying to curb your behavior to make things right
yeah.
for them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So what – she's got a friend with it. What is the best advice for her in dealing with this friend?
Well, I think you need to – kind of roll with it and enjoy the ups and then pull away when there's the downs, because it's kind of the way they are. You're not going to change them because they're very the roots go deep in terms mm-hmm. of traumas, and their upbringing was very traumatic usually.
Here's what I think. No matter what you do, how great a human being you are going to do something and you'll be banished from the
right.
kingdom.
You'll disappoint them.
Okay. So, and it may take 6 weeks or 6 months for them to let you back in once they convince themselves that, you know, you're beyond that. You're safe now. So you don't want to ever take that personally, but I think it's a great gift to just be patient with them and not mm-hmm. hold it against them when they ask you to come back in and pick up the relationship again.
Okay.
But I think you also, though, have to set your own boundaries to not
right.
be pushed to doing what you don't want to do. And they may not like that, but that's important that you hold on to yourself in the relationship.
Mm-hmm.
And there are extremes of this that mm-hmm. you just really have to say, I can't be in a relationship with them. You know, and if she's on the extreme end of this, you know, where... in the extreme, they punish, they mm-hmm. become vindictive, all sorts of things. Yeah. So if that's the case, that's where you really have to draw the line and just say, I can't do it anymore and not expose yourself to that. But I hope that it's not that extreme. I am glad that you called. Let me send you Take Your Life Back. Because guess what? This is a book about not being owned by anybody, whether it's a borderline personality disorder or one that isn't. And we want you to have that. Anybody else? 1-800-NEW-LIFE to get it. Now, one of the fun things around here is tv.newlife.com. Dr. Dave Stoop takes you to school on his two-part series on how families work. Here's Dave.
The power of the family as a unit is greater than we realize. If we were to take, if we had a way to put a power quotient with each person in the family and add them all up and say it comes out to 120 units of power, but the whole family itself has like 180 units of power. There's more power in the family as a unit to try to keep all of us in place to play our roles than there is in the sum of its individual parts. So I can handle an individual member of my family to some degree, but I'm powerless in dealing directly with my family unless I understand this principle and do things to offset the power of the family.
Well, if your family is more work than it needs to be, Dave's series there on how the family works without working you to death, you'd love it. It's part of...
He knows his stuff.
That's a class I've taught for years at Fuller Seminary, and I figured there's some interesting information in there. There's a two-part series, and it helps you understand a family from a non-logical point of view, from a family
system. Because it is not always logical, is it?
Very seldom.
Yes. Ever.
All right, so... Please, if you've not tried it, you got to be wondering, what is all the fuss about TV.NewLife.com? It is just one of the greatest things we've ever been a part of. Go try it for 2 weeks for free. I think you'll stick with it. It really is the bargain of the century. Now, I want to read you a testimony, and this testimony comes from someone named Elaine about women in the battle. And you know, Women in the Battle is here. It starts Friday, and you can be part of it. Here's what she says. My life before coming to Women in the Battle was marked by the belief that I was insignificant, unimportant, and invisible. The weekend has been a reminder of God's amazing love and a time of deep connection with sisters who get it and understand each other. I'm leaving the weekend with the belief that I am a woman of worth and I have more confidence. To any woman considering this workshop, I would tell her it is absolutely worth the effort and money. I wish all women who have been affected by betrayal could come. You could be one of those women affected by betrayal who goes and finds a whole new way of life. That's what we want for you, Women in the Battle. This Friday, please come and be part of something that literally can change everything. In one weekend, you can change everything. Now, maybe you don't need to change, but you want to be part of changing someone else. We're in the month of gratitude. We're in the month of Thanksgiving. And there's nothing that shows God your gratitude than what you do with the way you have been blessed. You know, C.S. Lewis says that we certainly can never equate Christian generous giving by somebody giving away what they don't need. That's not what it's about. It's about giving sacrificially sometimes and watching what God will do with it and you receiving that amazing blessing for it. Please help us. I'm telling you, I've never seen a ministry with so many people with their hearts in the right place. We just want to see people's lives transformed. And we've found some amazing ways to help that happen. We just need the resources to do it. And especially here toward the end of the year, it makes all the difference in the world. Everybody on this program supports New Life. Everybody on this program believes in the ministry of New Life and what can happen when a person comes our way. If you could help us, it's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. Just the fact that you can call 1-800-NEW-LIFE anytime, that's no small thing. For us to have a call center is expensive. But we're not going to farm that out to somebody else that doesn't know what we believe is the true truth and the way that people can experience hope and healing. That's part of what we use these resources for. If you want to be part of it, just call us at 1-800-NEW-LIFE. all of you on the show, on the program here, on hold, just hang on. We've got another program we're going to do. Thank you, Jill. Thank you, Dave. It's 1-800-NEW-LIFE. See you next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. We hope this program has helped you by giving you insights for handling the challenges you face in your life. We want you to know that we're here for you, but you also need to know that New Life Live is a listener-supported ministry. To make your donation or to get any of the resources mentioned on today's program, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. That's 1-800-639-5433, or write to us at New Life Ministries, P.O. Box 1029, Lake Forest, California, 92609. Please join us again tomorrow for New Life Live. Today's podcast can be downloaded through iTunes or streamed through your mobile device using Stitcher, the smart radio app. Visit newlife.com/Stitcher to download the app today.